Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hi, White. Great to have you with us, folks. As we begin another beautiful late spring day, I'm your host, Jeff Krupp, and it is great to have you with us to talk about politics, because it impacts your life and a lot of your life. And we do it over a cup of coffee every day, Monday through Friday, including the rebroadcast at 6 o'clock in the evening. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. Like the one that Corby sent me about rules for radicals. No, it's more than just the book written by the guy that President Obama idolized, Saul Alinsky, which is the Bible, if you will, of chaos and division, of everything evil. There's an interesting piece that Corby sent me about Saul Alinsky's 13 tried and true rules for creating meaningful social change. Meaningful in what meaning? Hell, evil, division, fear, intimidation, everything that is the opposite of what our founders believed was good and right. Everything that we as people of faith believe is good and right. It's always good to be reminded of what motivates, well, those people on the left, the anarchist, the original radical that Saul Alinsky dedicated his book to, Lucifer. So in that context, we're going to talk about two things today. The first one is this. Is saying you're sorry enough? Is that enough to quell a riot? Now, this is actually a double meaning, because it covers two stories today that really do impact your life. Is saying you're sorry, is it enough to quell a riot? Should Kate use the National Guard to quell a riot? Not just the riots in Portland, folks, or other places, but how about the riot of voters impacted by Kate's incompetence at the unemployment department? Yeah, you're probably going, what? Yeah, let me explain that to you, because it is a story today about how the interim director of the Oregon Department of Unemployment, that's what they should ever be known as, the unemployment department, that the interim director is considering using the National Guard to help clear the backlog of these unemployment claims. So let me get this straight. We can use the, when it threatens Kate and the Democrats' majority in the minds of the voters, we can use the National Guard to quell that kind of a riot, but we can't use them to quell an actual riot of people destroying culture, destroying property, destroying safety. That has to be the bedrock of an orderly society. Safety based on the rule of law. Now, we can use the National Guard when it benefits Kate politically, but we can't use them when it benefits you and keeps you safe and your business and creates an orderly society. So is saying sorry enough? Like the director the interim director of the unemployment department, said, I'm so sorry. Is it enough? Or does it have to be followed up with actions? You tell me. Oh, and the other riot story, the continued protests 7 nights in a row. Some are blaming it on Kate's lockdown. In fact, Willamette Week, Oregon's radical leftist newspaper, blames it on the lockdown in the story today. So let me pose this question at you. So if lockdowns are, at least in part, substantially responsible for the riots, as the Willamette Week story seems to say, if that's true, if being cooped up in your house, unable to go places, unable to go to the beach, unable to go to a park, because apparently you're going to spread a virus that is going to be no more deadly in the end than the common flu. If that lockdown, that mentality of locking you in your place and losing your liberty, if that creates riots, then maybe lockdowns should be viewed as destructive in addition to not being effective. And the story in the Willamette Week about all of this also creates another question that should be asked. How do we change victimhood mentality? You see, a young man is quoted, a young black man is quoted in this story. He said, quote, being black in America, you're already born dead, unquote. How do you change that mentality? Can you change it with the law? If the law change being sought makes other people unsafe, not just feel unsafe, but actually be unsafe, as some are demanding, like defunding of police departments, what? You know, so many of the people that are being impacted by the riots, you know who those people are? They're fellow black Americans, Asians, Latinos. They're not just white. Oh, yeah, you know, when you're rioting and smashing up stores on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills or Madison Avenue in New York, yeah, those are typically businesses owned by rich white people. But that's not where most of the looting is occurring. And the damage, like it was in Ferguson, Missouri, like it has been in so many other places where we have had race riots over the years, the people who get hurt the most are the minorities that own those businesses that cater to minorities. Now think about the mindset that says that's okay. Have you seen the videos of that one black business owner, this woman pleading with people to stop destroying their community? There's a lot of videos out there. So how do you change the victimhood mentality? These are things I want to explore with you today because they matter. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. Yeah, it is important to remember where so much of this comes from. Did you see, by the way, that they're tearing down the, I guess, the governor of Virginia, you know, the blackface guy who says, do as I say, not as I do. You have to wear a mask. And then he's seen all over the beach, not wearing a mask, hugging people. Yeah, that guy. He's now going to take down the statue of Robert E. Lee. So David writes me an email and says, you know, Governor Northam's recent decree to remove a statue of Robert E. Lee sparked a thought. I contend the Democrats' drive to remove all of these statues is nothing more than them getting rid of reminders of their past, including owning slaves, enacting Jim Crow laws, and opposing civil rights legislation. Just a random thought for Thursday. Keep up the good work. Thanks, David. Good point. And of course, from Jim, the email about social stigma, question mark. He says, you know, without going into the details of what I know, the inevitable has happened to the people. Both have positive COVID-19 test results. First, a person who has had the infection is not returning to work. Second, another positive has this person in quarantine and their return to work is unknown. There has been a great deal of talk which involves contact with the second person before their absence. Well, there's been nothing discussed about the absence of the first. The idea came up that these individuals would be treated like lepers if they returned to work. That would be human nature, Jeff. Do you think there's a stigma surrounding this issue? If COVID-19 is a social death sentence for those who recover and attempt to re-enter the workforce? Well, here's what I would say to that. It shouldn't be. And you know why it shouldn't be? Because your body develops antibodies to this stuff. That's proven. Now, whether your blood can be drawn in antibodies that can help other people is another thing. But once you have this thing, and the study work is not known, you shouldn't be able to get it again because your body does build antibodies to it. Now, there are stories about people who were had it once, have gotten it twice. So I'm not sure. But will society treat these people with like a leper? I don't know the answer to that yet. That story is still to be written. It's a good email. All right, that's on the plate for today, folks. But I do want to remind you that, you know, summer's coming, and if you got one of them there metal roofs that get really hot, maybe in a work shed, or maybe it's one of your cattle barns or something, cool it and seal it from rain if it leaks with Maximum Stretch. It's a product I've used a lot of, and it's made right here in Salem by Ames Research. You know, they developed the first liquid rubber waterproofing substances back in the early 80s. Maximum Stretch is an incredible product because it stretches literally 650%. I know, I've used it, and it has worked really well for me. And you know where you can buy it? You can buy it locally. You go to AmesResearch.com. Just check them out on the website, AmesResearch.com, or call one of their waterproofing water or cooling experts. Call them at 855-872-2637. 855-872-2637.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us today, friends. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. You can send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. So how do you change victimhood mentality? And is saying you're sorry enough? Enough to do what? To heal wounds? Enough to make up for your incompetence? If you're a government agency like the unemployment department, is saying you're sorry enough? I mean, the new interim director, well, he's not new, he was the deputy director, David Gerstenfeld, who's, you know, been with the department a long time, said, and I quote in the Oregonian story today anyway, said, to those that have not yet received our benefits, I want to apologize. I am very sorry, unquote. He said on a media call yesterday. Is that enough? Or does it have to be followed up with something greater? Like real action. When you say you're sorry, look, I think it's a good first step, okay? Acknowledging, you know, if Kay Erickson had done this early on, if Kate Brown had done this early on, I don't think Kate Brown would be facing the incredible onslaught that she's about to see in the recall campaign. Friends, it is stunning to me that you would have, and it's apparently stunned everybody else that is a, you know, reasonably intelligent political observer, to have a U.S. senator in essence act like the governor, because the governor is incompetent or afraid or won't act, to have Ron Wyden come out and demand that Kay Erickson get fired, and everyone acknowledge, all the news stories say that it puts real pressure on Kate Brown now to fire her. What does that say subliminally to anyone with half a brain who's paying attention? What does it say about Kate Brown? None of it's good, let me tell you that. So if Kate came out and said, I'm so very sorry, if she had taken my advice and had marched down there and fired their director early on and sat down in front of a computer screen, she would be so beloved. But no, that's not Kate, folks, unfortunately. So now, it's apparently okay with Kate that the National Guard gets mobilized to what? Answer telephones at the unemployment department. Why? Because it's hurting Democrats. That's why. It's hurting Democrats in the eyes. It's the quelling of a riot, if you will, in the eyes of voters impacted by her incompetence or her intransigence. And it's stunning that she would use the National Guard for that, which is personal gain, folks, any way you look at it, political gain. Rather than using those same National Guard to back up the cops, the much maligned, unfairly maligned cops, who are being told to stand down and let the looters loot. At least for a while they were. Either way, folks, Kate loses in the court of public opinion. Would you agree? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. What's enough? Now, I'm quite serious. What is enough to change the victimhood mentality? Are we all victims? Of who, if that's the case? And if Kate's lockdown is responsible for these riots, as Willamette Week seems to claim in their article about this today, then that means that aren't lockdowns destructive then? We're not talking about protests. Oh, yeah. No, believe me, the headline of the story in the Willamette Week is protests and riots fill the streets of Portland. Four black leaders are trying to bring meaning to the anguish. So if lockdowns are responsible for riots, not just protesting, but riots, then in my lightning quick mind, I can figure out that maybe lockdowns aren't good. Oh, and by the way, did you see the World Health Organization coming out with their report? I believe it was WHO. I haven't seen this a lot in the media. I think I heard Limbaugh talk about it yesterday, but you know, Sweden really did the right thing. Sweden apparently, according to the WHO, that didn't lock down their society the way the rest of the world did and didn't destroy their economy, and showing it apparently, doesn't have a rate of death or infection any higher than nations who did destroy their economies, including the United States of America, folks. Lockdowns were not effective. They were effective at not bending the curve. They were effective at destroying an economy. Because as we go back to Professor Hinckley, and he hasn't written anything for a while because I check it every day because I'm quite interested in his analysis of Oregon's own statistics. As Professor Hinckley pointed out, we were already on the downside of the curve. Yeah, we were. And the evidence shows it. And Oregon continues. If you look at the Oregon Catalyst story today, Oregon continues to be in the bottom. In the bottom, folks, five deaths per capita states. And yet Kate still got us locked down. Again, everything she's doing is leading to her own demise and to that of the Oregon or the Democrats in Oregon that are in control. They're not condemning. The Democrats are not condemning the riots. They're trying to get us to understand. So how can we understand the victimhood mentality? How could we ever change it? Should it be? Back in a moment, folks, at 630-503-589-1220.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, today it looks like is the kickoff day, Father, or folks. I got Father's Day on my mind. Which is coming up, by the way, on the 21st. Today's, I think, the kickoff day, according to Republican Party Chairman Bill Currier of Oregon. The actual day that petitions will be available for you to circulate to recall Kate Brown. In fact, Mark sent me a great email saying, Jeff, I understand that there's more than one petition to recall Governor Brown in the works. The only one I'm going to sign is the one the Republican Party is planning to circulate. Would that be Bill Currier, Stop the Abuse, Recall Kate Brown? Yes, it would. And if you can find it on Facebook. You can Google it up. They have a website. You can just check it out. But today, it looks like, is going to be the first day. They filed Monday, so I think we're good to go here. All right, going to go to the phones in a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. If you're just joining us, here's what we're talking about. Is saying you're sorry enough? The interim director of the Oregon Unemployment Department, by the way, let me say something before I go any further. There are some really good people that work at the unemployment department. I am not casting dispersions upon you. You are hamstrung by your leadership and by the failed leadership of this state that didn't upgrade your computers or your telephone system. Thanks for working diligently, and I don't blame you for calling in sick when your stupid leadership said you couldn't work from home. Now they want to use the National Guard to come in and help the unemployment department answer phones. Well, gee, that's funny. You can answer the phones from home, but because they wouldn't let them, a whole lot of, according to testimony in front of the committee, A whole lot of folks just decided to take sick leave right in the middle of the time they were needed the most. And if Kate's lockdown is responsible for these riots because of all the emotion, the loss of freedom, then doesn't that mean lockdowns are destructive in addition to being ineffective, as the WHO said? And then if lockdowns lead to riot happening because people feel like they're victims, blacks feel like they're victims, how do we change that? That's what we're talking about. We'll go to the phones. We'll start first with Art, and then we'll move to Ron. Art, good morning. What do you say?
Hey, Jeff. Yeah, let's bring in the National Guard to answer the phone and make it more of a bureaucratic nightmare. The National Guard isn't trained to answer phones for people who are applying for unemployment. I mean, what a ridiculous thought by someone who is a bureaucratic nightmare. Sign the petition. But I did want to jump in here, Jeff.
I love it, Art, and you say it so well.
Well, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that.
Oh, you do. I mean, you really
something
do.
Something you aren't hearing about is that, these Antifa people have been going around Eastern Oregon trying to cause trouble. And however, they have been met by the citizens of the cities that they try to go in and destroy with guns and to back up their police and to save their communities. But do you hear anything about that in the news media?
No, it's you're exactly correct. The stories are out there, and it's hard to find.
Okay.
Very hard to find. The news media does not want to tell that story, do they?
Ask them, so are you getting paid for this? And they said, yes, we are. $500. And if we bring a friend, it's $1,000. Jeff, are we hearing anything about this in the news media? Heck no, we aren't. And you know why. I'm telling you, Jeff, Kate has gone over the deep end to think that bringing in our National Guard, who would have to be trained and all that kind of stuff and what they would have to do, would just take too much time and be confuse the whole system even more. I mean, my God, does this woman have one lick of sense? I don't believe so, Jeff. And it's just a sad state of affair that she won't protect our rural communities. She'll pull the state police out of our rural communities, and you
send them to Portland because she won't deploy the guard.
The people of those rural communities have to show up with guns to protect their cities and towns. Vote, I mean, sign the petition, folks, because Oregon is never going to get better under Kate Brown's leadership or the Democratic Party leadership. I'm sorry. It's time for a change.
You're right, brother. Well said, Art. Well said.
Great day.
I can't argue with it. Got to let you go because I got to move on to Ron. But I'm telling you, that's right on the money, folks. You can't get any more succinct than that. We're going to pull the state police from your rural communities from all over the state to send them to Portland to quell the riots in Portland because Kate won't deploy the National Guard to Portland, so that makes the rural people more unsafe. And the absurdity of thinking that it's okay to use the guard to answer the phones at the unemployment department, but we can't use them to do what they're actually trained to do. And that's back up the cops in the middle of a riot. It's stunning to me. Before I go to Ron, because I want to give him time to talk here, I do need to read this. Rich sends me an email. It says, in a conversation with some people, I was shocked at the lack of knowledge on an interesting subject, which is insurance and riots. Most people don't know that your insurance does not cover damage caused by riots. Also, they don't know that cops don't have to protect you or your property. This was about the Rodney King riots and most recent case in Florida about the school shooting. The courts ruled that the law enforcement is under no obligation to protect you and your property. The decision was brought down in the first quarter of this year. So what is law enforcement's job? And is it their whim to enforce the laws or not to? Interesting problem, is it not? So on their whim or the whim of a politician, you and your property are now expendable. Sad thought. On the direction of what judges think and forced on us, isn't it? Most people don't realize your insurance doesn't cover you from a riot. Now, if you're a business that's been destroyed and your insurance doesn't cover it, are you coming back? Are you going to risk reopening a shop, going out and maybe borrowing money in a place that allowed the riot to happen to begin with? I wouldn't do it, would you? Let's go to Ron. Maybe I'll ask Ron that question. Ron, what do you think?
No, I don't think, just like Kevin Trent has basically disparaged my dad from expanding his B numbers from 2,000 to 10,000, where he used to run at 8 to 10,000 because of cap and trade and other extra taxes. It's a disincentive. Watch Conrad, the queen herself, Conrad Kate Brown, the retro-Bolshevik, and her merry little Jezebelians of the Marxist state, including Lou Fredrickson, who has the nerve to say that he's a victim. He lives better than I do. Senator Manning, where's his voice in the black community? Both of those men have not said, but yet they're silent. Prozaski's silent. Gelser's silent. Smith Warner is the only one that came out, and one other, I think, well, Hovey came out to distance themselves from the deep status. And I'm going to go work right now over the outside of Blodgett. I went over to Newport. Did you know that I didn't see no state police in the last 2 days up in this area? There was one or two from Corvallis to Newport. None along the highways or anything else. Because while I was flagging on the south side of town, putting a new gas line in and service, make sure people have heat. There was a protest. And you know what's unique about that protest? I've seen vehicles that is like a Volkswagen that hardly used. It had spider webs. If you drive on a highway long enough, you have, spider webs is not on your vehicle. The reason there's spider webs on it, because somebody had it in the garage, and they were getting paid. They walked over half a mile. I could hear the sound of 150 people from 101 right there south of Highway 20, and I'm a mile and a half away. The sound carried with the 20-mile-an-hour winds, their voice. But getting back to the point is these guys are paid. Think about it. Tie it to George Soros is the only, Kate Brown, the only guy in the United States of America, American history, $50,000 in their last campaign, and another $25,000 afterwards. Bloomberg gave her over $250,000 after the fact that she ain't running no more. Now, is this the big payday? Is this to undermine, since we've been under siege for 10 weeks, and on top of that, you've got fervor and everything else, but they're going to let the protesters run around in large groups up to 10 to 15,000 people. They're trying to go to small towns like New York City, Cave Falls, Prineville, and everything else, and yet we won't use the National Guard. It's time for her to go ahead and go. People, I don't care if you're Democrat. I know a lot of Democrats, Republicans, Independents, NAVs, sign the recall. The only one from the ORP chairman himself. Free. If you get tired of it, stand up or shut up. That's all I got to say.
Well said, Ron. Well said. Back in a moment at 6:48.
No, that's not poverty.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends. 503-589-1220. If you want to weigh in on these subjects, is saying sorry enough? Is that going to undo the damage to Kate Brown and the ruling Democrats for the unemployment department's absolute incredible fiasco? Is saying sorry enough? Is saying you're sorry enough if you don't back it up with action? I mean, the idea of using, I mean, look, I at least give this interim director of the unemployment department some credit here. Because he's considering ideas to try to fix the problem. But I think it's an absurdity that they would allow the Oregon National Guard, as Art pointed out, which is not trained. It is not trained. To come and answer phones about the employment department, can they? Of course they can. They can learn to adapt to anything. They're the guard. But that's not what they're, quote unquote, trained to do. The absurdity of bringing in the National Guard to fix, to quell a voter riot against the Democrats. The absurdity of doing that, which is okay to Kate Brown, but not deploying the guard in any meaningful way to stop the real riots going on that's destroying property and destroying the culture is saying you're sorry enough. Let me share with you why I think it is important that you talk to the pro bioscience. Because, you know, you really should think about building your immunity, and CBD helps you do that. It also helps you with pain. I know because I use it for that. I also use it to sleep, and I buy from Pro Bioscience. Why? Because I know, believe me, I know the quality of their product. Because that's who I sell my CBD to as a grower, as a farmer. You can be assured that their product is of the absolute highest quality. And you can talk directly to them, and you can order products directly from them. They're right here in Salem, folks. You know, you can buy a lot of cheap CBD stuff. You have no idea what you're getting or where you're getting it from or where it came from. You don't have to worry about that with Pro Bioscience. So check them out on the web, pro-bioscience.com. If you order online, maybe as a gift for your father, maybe he's got aches and pains, their topical creams can really help. Pro-bioscience.com. Great Father's Day gift. And if you go online and you order online, use the discount code for a 15% discount. That code in the month of June is DAD, D-A-D, DAD. Pro-bioscience.com. Got an email from my buddy Lee. It says, you know, after a conversation and reading a Facebook post, I'm researching why the younger generation feels the way they do. You will hear them use this term white privilege used often. What's interesting is there's no demographical data to back up their statement. Well, at least in the post I'm referring to. The post states, because he's white, he can walk around without the fear of being judged by his skin color. Okay, but has he lived in another area where the population isn't majority white? Flip the roles and a person of color doesn't worry about walking around in their area when the majority is with color. Take it a step further and put a person from one area into the world in another. The locals notice a difference in the outsider. This is just human nature and has nothing to do with privilege, but everything to do with the sin nature within. There are many questions surrounding the death of Mr. Floyd. Yes, the officer was wrong. Yes, there is still unfounded judgment, discrimination, and prejudice. Let's attack the problem of not loving another human instead of attacking each other. Probably just wishful thinking. Not necessarily. I mean, I'm going to tell you that one of the ways healing has to be a part of all of this. I mean, these people are truly convinced that they are victims. And what Lee just wrote helps put that in perspective. If you know someone who thinks they're a victim on this issue, but where you're black and you feel like there's white privilege, and if you're black in a white quote-unquote community, you feel like you're disadvantaged, or that you're constantly being looked at and suspected. Well, then have that conversation with them, but then talk about the role reversal Lee just talked about. I can tell you from clear back in the 70s when I was going to school in Michigan, my cousin was married to a Chicano, and he took us around Saginaw, Michigan. And we drove through areas that were strictly solely black. And they stared at us, literally. And he told us, he said, if you're white, you don't come down here. He said, it's even risky for me to come down here. And he did it on purpose to make a point to us. And he was right. You can use this as an opportunity to engage in conversation with people. Healing has to happen. And one of the ways that we're going to try to do that is with this Sunday service on June 14th. It's a Sunday evening service, a worship, uniting, healing service on the steps of the Capitol, folks, from 5 to 7. Come and join us. We got a lot of pastors coming. A lot of churches need to come together and unite. And we have a black pastor joining us. It's important, folks. We can't let this moment get past us. Prayer has to be a part of it, but also so does political awareness and activity. Also, I want to remind you that if you've been working at home and you got all kinds of yard debris you got to get rid of, or maybe you've been doing a remodel project, maybe you're getting rid of finally that ugly concrete, pouring a new sidewalk or a new patio, well, take it to Clayton Ward Recycling. They're right off of Mainline Drive on the Salem Parkway. It's easy in, easy out, folks. Really easy in and easy out. It's a great family-owned business. And, you know, some of the stuff is recyclable. You don't have to pay for it. And some of it you have to pay for. Just like at the county dump. The best part is you're helping a local business who offers you a great service. So you get in, there's no waiting, and you get out. Clayton Ward Recycling, Salem Parkway, Mainline Drive. They're open, by the way, on Saturdays, 7 to 3. Rich writes me an email about Antifa. Said, interesting thought, a possible reason Antifa went quiet. When President Trump making them a terrorist group, and now allows a major investigation into who funds them. So the Democrats panic and tell Antifa to cool it. They don't want to be unmasked as the management and major fundraiser for the group, also known as the Democrats' replacement for the KKK. Good point. Very good. All right, friends, thanks for joining us today. 6:59, Stacey Ann's up next with Good Morning Salem. Be encouraged. Pray. We can use this to make our world better. See you tomorrow. It's Freedom Friday.